And this news update is brought to you by Autumnwood of Deckerville and Sienna Facilities for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere. You're going to want to call 810-376-2145. 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and another look at your news. The Huron County Road Commission has announced upcoming bridge maintenance work. It's set to begin this coming Monday over the Pigeon River in Windsor Township. Heist and Nodder Roads. The primary focus of this project involves concrete patch repairs to the piers with the goal of extending the operational lifespan of the existing bridges. So starting on May the 20th, Heist Road will be closed between Nodder Road and Gagetown Road over the Pigeon River. Following the completion of that phase, bridge work will shift to Nodder Road between Geiger Road and Broderick Road over the Pigeon River, with work expected to conclude by July the 2nd. Designated detours are going to be in place. Motorists will be urged to adhere to posted detour routes. For additional information, reach out to the Huron County Road Commission. A fire recently erupted at Harbor House and Harbor Beach, leading to the immediate evacuation procedures for nearby residents. Harbor Beach Fire Chief Jason Lermont's official report provides insight into the fire incident that occurred at 622 Harbor House Court. Firefighters responded promptly. They were dispatched at just about 5:30 yesterday. Upon arrival, they encountered heavy black smoke emanating from an upstairs apartment. Quick action contained the fire to the room and its contents. Ventilation efforts, including firefighters cutting a hole in the roof, ensured the safety of neighboring apartments. Assistance was provided by the Sigel Township Fire Department, offering full support to Harbor Beach firefighters. The Bad Axe Fire Department contributed their air trailer and the aerial ladder truck from the Bad Axe that was also placed on standby as a precautionary measure. The Harbor Beach Police Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and East Huron Ambulance were all present to assist. The scene was cleared by about 6:30, marking the successful containment and resolution of the incident. I would like to tell you again about the Red Cross Blood Drive. It's happening right now until 6:30 at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Bad Axe. Your blood donation can save lives, making a critical difference in your community. Whether you're a regular donor or considering your first contribution, your participation matters. These donors must meet specific eligibility requirements now. You have to have type A negative, B negative, or O blood. So don't miss out on this opportunity to give back and save lives today at the Knights of Columbus Hall and Van Dyke Road between DTE's Renewable Energy Center and McLaren's Thumb Region in Bad Axe. Contact the Red Cross or visit their website to schedule your appointment today. However, walk-ins are welcome. The AVS Tech Team, known for their expertise in tech support across Michigan's Thumb Region, is launching a series of free digital literacy events. The first event, focused on cybersecurity essentials, will be taking place at the Rawson Memorial Library in Cass City, May 21st at 1:30. Team leader Joe Lounsbury highlights the importance of proactive cybersecurity measures in the face of increasing cyber threats. Attendees can expect a comprehensive presentation covering common cyber threats, preventative measures, identifying the warning signs, and responding to potential breaches. Lounsbury stresses the interactive nature of the program, encouraging open dialogue to address concerns and boost confidence in safeguarding personal information online. And then, certified technician Blake Palmer will join Lounsbury to lead the hour-long session with both experts available for questions after. After the success of the Cybersecurity Essentials program, the AVS Tech team plans to host more events, including a computer basics course. That will take place on June the 6th at the Pigeon District Library, and a repeat of the cybersecurity session will be at the Sandusky Public Library on June the 9th. We'll return on Thumb Broadcasting right after this.
At Ottawa and Duckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
Your news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we are all about you. For the latest Thumb news anytime, make sure you go to thumbnet.net. Now, I do have two obituaries to share with you at the moment. The first one is in regard to a gentleman by the name of Maurice Oscar Haig, age 79, Gagetown, passed away May 12th at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Maurice is survived by his daughter, Andrea, and her husband, John, stepchildren, Charles, Clyde, Stephen, George, Morley, and Jeffrey, four grandchildren, many step-grandchildren, and his brothers. Maurice's wishes, cremation has already taken place. Arrangements are being held by the Jungle Mellendorf Funeral Home in Seaboing. Share a memory with Maurice Haig's family at jmfuneralhome.com. Our next obituary is in regard to Michael Scott Apley, age 49, of Essexville, passed away Friday, the May 10th. Mike is survived by his wife, Rachel, a son, Zachary, and a daughter, Natalie, his mother, Kathy, two brothers, his grandmothers, his in-laws, brother-in-law, his nieces, a nephew, his aunts and uncles, and many cherished cousins and friends. A funeral service is going to be held Thursday, May the 16th at 11 a.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will take place in Verona Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Wednesday, May the 15th, from 4 until 8 p.m., and then Thursday, May the 16th, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. at the funeral home. To offer your condolences to Michael Apley's friends and family, go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. If you missed any of these details for these obituaries, you can always go to thumbnet.net.